Hello. Welcome to the Daily Cron for Thursday, April 18th, 2019. I'm Stephen Tolton, and today I am joined with a special guest, Miss Chrissy Emma of Jenkintown Dance Arts. Say hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Doing pretty good, as long as this is recording. We're not 100% sure, but if you're listening to this, then I guess it worked out.
Hopefully it worked.
Yeah. So today, I decided we're going to try something different. Miss Chrissy here and I have a podcast that we haven't really updated in a while. So this is kind of like a sneak peek on the kind of stuff that we get to on that.
Sometimes.
So we were thinking, I recently got you interested in YouTube.
Correct.
Apparently.
Took me years, but finally doing it.
You're finally into it now. So I thought we'd do top 3 YouTube channel shows that we're into at the moment.
At the moment would be appropriate.
Yep. And not top 5, because there already is a really good top 5 podcast, and top 5 is so cliche, I think.
Well, I don't have 5, so that wouldn't work out.
You don't have 5? There's like literally like thousands of channels.
I just started this process.
Okay. Well, we're just going to go through them, and they're no particular ranking order, right? They're just
Correct. Stuff
you like?
Correct.
Okay. So we're going to go with you first. What is one of your 3?
The one I'm watching at the moment is called Worth It. And it is two foodies who go out and try the same food at 3 different price points. So they'll go to like a particular city and they'll try like a $1 taco, a $5 taco, and a $50 taco. And then they'll evaluate them. And it's just super fun and often funny. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I think I recommend it to you.
Probably.
I've seen like every episode, and it's 3 guys. You forget.
Oh, the camera guy.
Yeah, camera guy.
Yeah.
So, they've done all kinds of episodes. I think I see a pattern coming up with your particular favorites.
They're
already.
All food related, which is actually super funny.
But Worth It, I believe, is BuzzFeed Video, this channel I think it's on. And it's actually really fun. It's been 3 or 4 seasons maybe now of that show.
I think so. I'm only on like season 2 though.
Well, they've gone all over the world too.
Yeah, sometimes they like hop on a plane and end up somewhere else for like one of the items. It's kind of interesting. And then what's really funny is every time they do the high-end item, they like do these slow-mo camera shots at the end and then play like soft classical music while they're drinking wine and eating, you know, tacos with caviar on them. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah, when they do the really expensive things, like they've done some ridiculous ones. You've seen it most recently. So, what was your favorite one? Like, do you have like a one that sticks to your mind?
The taco one is actually my favorite.
I don't even remember the taco one.
I really love tacos. So they did like a taco food truck, and then like which was like $1.25 per taco, which is super cheap, and then a like regular taco authentic taco restaurant. Which ended up being like the winner. And then a super high end taco, which was $47 for one taco, which was intended to be eaten in one bite.
Oh, I think I remember this now. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the winner?
The mid range one.
It's usually the mid range one.
Most of the time. Yeah.
That's the one that's worth the money for the experience. But they've done all kinds of stuff. I think they did ramen before. They did a bunch of stuff in Japan. That was cool. They've done, I think, pizza. They did a bunch of pizza ones. Done all kinds of stuff. So that's always a really fun one. So the first one that on my list is I decided to not do food for the most part because you're doing food. So first one on my list is called Comics Explained.
That seems appropriate for you.
Yeah. It's all about comic books. The guy who does this, I don't know if I have his name in here, but the whole point of it is it's literally explaining comics because I haven't really read them in a long time myself, but this YouTube channel is great because he goes through the effort of reading them for me and then talking about them and describing them so that I don't have to actually buy them unless I really want to. Sometimes I'll get them because they're really cool stories. But he has a very, I can't remember his name, but he's a really infectious kind of a positive attitude, a cool vibe that I really like about it. He's always like super into it. He'll be like, yeah, guys, like this is so awesome, so excited. Like he gets really into the stories.
Do you think I would like it?
Yeah, I think you might like it because you start in the beginning of one of the complicated storylines, and he just walks you through it. Kind of. There's more than one of these types of channels on YouTube, but this is my favorite one. He's not completely straightforward, where he's just like reading you the comic, essentially, that some of them do, and they have to do all these tricks to avoid the copyright strikes. He's like zooming in on the comic book page. You never get to see the whole page, and more or less, he's giving you a paraphrase of it. He's not giving you every single thing, and he's talking about it. And sometimes he'll bring up little tidbits of information and how it connects to other stories. He knows a lot about the artists and the writers involved in these things. So I find it really interesting and educational because I have a lot of friends that like comics and all of it, but I haven't really bought them regularly in a long time. So this kind of lets me keep a little bit up to speed, I would say, on Marvel and DC specifically.
Cool. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, so I like that one. So that's my first one. So we're going to go back to you. So your second one is probably food related.
They're all food related. My second one is My Drunk Kitchen, which is with Hannah Hart. I just got to say that the very first episodes are hysterical. I think they get a little flat as they get into the later seasons, just because they kind of like played out the format a little bit. But the first season is really funny and reminds me of college, which is fun.
Well, you know that Hannah Hart is one of the old school YouTubers. Like, she's been around for a long time. My Drunk Kitchen, I remember watching years and years ago. She became, big on the platform as, I don't know, like, which generation YouTubers, like, you can kind of divide it up, but she's pretty early on there, and that show just took off. Like, I believe it really was just her getting drunk in her kitchen one time.
It looks like it. That's what makes it super fun.
And then over time, you know, the production quality went up, and she had a new kitchen and everything, and she actually, I believe, is an actress that's done other stuff too. She's done a lot of work with other YouTubers and I think some actual mainstream stuff. But yeah, I always loved My Drunk Kitchen too. I think it's hilarious, especially I'm with you on the earlier years being the most hilarious. I haven't actually kept up with it in recent months.
Yeah, the first season and the second season are super funny, and then after that,
how many seasons are there?
I feel like there's like six or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that sounds about
it's
right.
Kind of ridiculous.
I feel like it was like half a decade ago or more than since I saw it. Yeah, My Drunk Kitchen is fine. And I thought of you when I thought of My Drunk Kitchen too. I thought like that would be like the type of YouTube channel you would make. It would be you doing this, except that you'd be like burning whatever it is
terrible.
You're making.
Well, the funny thing about all these cooking shows is I'm a terrible cook.
Yeah.
And really can't cook to save my life. So, I mean, I'm not really learning anything, but I'm definitely entertained.
Yeah, you don't really necessarily learn a lot from My Drunk Kitchen. I mean, they try, but it's mostly for entertainment value. I mean, they do have real recipes, but they're not always 100% on point with giving you the instructions, at least not in the earlier episodes. But yeah, I really enjoy My Drunk Kitchen, so highly recommend that one. Okay, so I'm going to continue with the comic book type pop culture genre stuff. And so I talked about comics. So another one I watch all the time is Red Letter Media. And those guys are from Wisconsin. And I find them hilarious. They got really big on the platform years ago when they did this really long multi-part review of The Phantom Menace. And they had like a whole character that they did it in and it was very funny. And they're actually really very knowledgeable movie buffs, and they particularly love I think horror movies, like B movies. They have multiple shows on their channel, but they do a regular show called Half in the Bag that I watch where they review newer movies, you know, that just came out. And then they have another show that is like these three random like awful movies that are like B movies, and they'll watch them and have a discussion about them. So basically, I watch them because they're super knowledgeable movie people. Like they'll talk about all kinds of issues about a film when they're reviewing it, not just the basics that you or I might talk about. And they're very knowledgeable and very entertaining. And they have a very dry sense of humor. I think it works well. And the fact
well, you just did a movie thing with Mike, right?
Yeah. I just did a podcast recently with Mike. Right, we were talking about.
Hellboy, right?
Hellboy, yeah. We're thinking about doing that as a real podcast, trying to figure out our format, because there's so many of them out there, and we can't compete with the likes of Red Letter Media. But, you know, hopefully we'll find our niche. If we keep
I listened to it. Got a little confused by the CGIs, but, you know.
Well, yeah,
I enjoyed
yeah.
It.
You texted me, what is CGI?
I didn't know.
Well, now you do, and knowing is half the battle.
Correct.
G.I. Joe. Remember that?
Yes, sort of.
Sort of. It was actually, that was such a big, so they, way back before YouTube, okay? Speaking of like online video, I don't even remember what website it was on, but I remember in college, we were looking at these like viral videos on, oh man, I can't remember the website, but on like these websites, and these tiny little like postage stamp size type videos. But I remember one that got really big, and I think it was pre-YouTube, was taking those PSAs that used to air, like, you know, public announcement.
Oh,
things.
Yeah.
They used to I think that's what it is, PSA, right?
Public service announcement.
Yeah, so they used to do like these public service announcements at the end of like episodes of G.I. Joe. And then it would always end like, knowing is half the battle, and it would have G.I. Joe come up.
You realize I only would know that because of my little brother. I mean, I didn't watch G.I. Joe. I was watching Jem, Truly.
I watched both of them. I love Jem. Jem was great.
Jem is awesome, but yeah. I didn't watch G.I. Joe.
Truly outrageous.
Yeah.
Jem was great, but I watched G.I. Joe too. And the thing about those skits is someone took them and then they redubbed them to be these hilarious situations and recut them. And it was a whole viral thing for a while. And so that's where that comes from, that meme. There's a lot of great memes from the early days of the web. Okay, so we're back to you now for the next one.
Okay, so my next one
is your third.
Yeah, this is my third.
And we're going to do a bonus round.
Okay. My third is Binging with Babish.
Yes, Binging with Babish.
Which is super well done. And this guy can actually cook, so.
Yes, he can. I think he has a cookbook.
Yeah, he actually knows what he's doing. But what I like about it is, like, he has this kind of ridiculous format where he does all the cooking. And then he does this very dry voiceover of the whole thing. And he kind of like makes fun of himself in the middle of it. It's also like shot without his head included in the screen. I mean, this sounds weird.
Well, it's a shot of his work area. And then it's like torso with his apron on. And sometimes you get a glimpse of his mighty beard.
Correct. And he's got like forearm tattoos.
Yeah,
he's super fun.
You know, he has a spinoff show.
Basics with Babish.
No, that's one of them. Basics with Babish, but he has like a more of a vlog type show.
Oh.
Something else with Babish. I can't remember.
No, so the basics one is like basics of cooking, which could be useful for people. So the fun thing that he does on that show is he takes like hypothetical dishes from like movies or cartoons or The Simpsons, and he actually tries to make them. Right.
It's true. Oh, his other show is new. Is called Being with Babish.
Babish.
I haven't seen it, but it's more like a. It's I don't know. I think it's more like a vlog type deal. Not like holding the camera up to yourself, but like he goes on adventures or something. Is what it looks like.
That's fun.
Like
he's actually kind of a cool guy when you see the little snippets of him not doing his dry voiceover. He seems like a cool
guy.
That's
the impression I've always gotten from him. And he's done stuff with other YouTubers too, and he's a big name in the food YouTuber space. You know, I think this is what he does for his like main job.
I'm pretty sure that is correct.
I like his narrations because he'll keep in the mistakes he makes and just kind of talk over them. He's like, you know,
he's like, whoops, wait, don't do that.
Or now you could see me stupidly forgetting to turn the fire on or something like that. Like one where he's doing a mixing and he's like, and you could see this is, you know, me mixing and it works a lot better if you turn the oven on or something like that. It was very funny. But yeah, he's not afraid to poke fun of himself, and that's what makes the channel really fun. And the fact that his recipes are cool, he'll grab a lot of stuff from pop culture too.
Correct. Like he's always taken like
SpongeBob.
The sandwich from like
SpongeBob
Krabby Patty. He did like I forget what it was from The Simpsons.
Yeah, he does a lot from cartoons that come in. I think a lot of those are requests that come in, but I like them the best. Like you know how to make the weird ones. And then what he often does is he'll take a request from he'll take one of these recipes. That shows up in a TV show, a movie, or something, and he'll try to make it kind of the way that they say to do it in the show or the movie, and then
he improves.
Yeah, and then he makes like a good version of it, and the good version is almost always so much better. He just had a grilled cheese episode that made me hungry. Okay, so
you're up.
Now my third one is a local homegrown. It's a photography channel, Jared Pollen's channel, or otherwise known as Frono's Photos. He's a I've actually met him a couple of times, very briefly. Like I don't really know him or anything, but I've run into him a couple of times, and he's really a cool dude. I think his channel is all about teaching you to be a better photographer. And I do the music photography around Philly for the last couple of years. And when I started my photography journey there. I actually looked at a lot of his videos, and I got his Getting Out of Auto video series that he made years ago. It was actually really useful information, especially if you're like a beginner, intermediate. I think his he has a bit of a reputation sometimes as being like a little eccentric. Yeah, a little eccentric. I mean, he wears like the tight t-shirts.
I was gonna say you have to kind of like give the image of what this guy looks like.
Okay, well, if you've never seen him, well, Frono's photos give you a clue. He's a giant, what do they call it, a Jufro?
A Jufro, yes.
And he's a giant fro. And
he's tight shirts.
He's a little shorter than me in person. I think he's like 5'8" or something. He's around my height, but I think a little bit shorter. But he's super lean and like fit because he's been working out for years. And he wears super tight shirts with his slogan, I Shoot Raw, on it. He knows. If you watch his Instagram channel, which is actually just a guilty pleasure of mine, his Instagram stories, they're very funny usually, because he'll do stuff like that. He dresses eccentrically too when he goes out, so it's like his Instagram persona is actually very entertaining. But his actual YouTube channel has really interesting stuff. They have a regular news program, like a photography news show. He does reviews. What I really liked about him originally is that he would do these really in-depth, two things I liked about it. He did these really in-depth camera reviews, where he'd do these real-world reviews, where he'd go out and take the camera, he'd go to the Philly Zoo, he'd go to a concert, he'd go to places around, and he'd do photo shoots and try to use the equipment in a real way. And then he'd give his opinion about it, and that was really cool. And the other thing he did is he did these shoots as part of doing those real-world reviews. Sometimes he'd do these really long shoots where he'd actually record, and he still does this, he'd record the whole shoot, like, and so you'd see it'd be like these videos would be like an hour long or more, and it would just be him doing the taking photos and him being recorded from his partners, you know, doing taking photos. And so he'd be like, one of them I remember he did Pizzeria Bedia, which just opened number 2, and he just did kind of like an update of that. But I remember originally he did one with like a Nikon 5-something camera, 5000 series camera, and he went and he shot the he shot the interior there, I think it was at Pizzeria Bedia, and he and you got to just watch him do his thing. And so it was really valuable as someone learning how to do photography to see an actual photographer working an actual.
That's cool. Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, an inside.
Yeah, exactly. Lens. And he even records what's on his, especially now that he whenever he gets to use a mirrorless one, he can record what he actually sees through the eyepiece.
That's cool.
So you can
see
all of his. Yeah, you can see his settings and how he changes stuff, and he'll narrate it and give you he'll tell you why he's doing this, and you get to see the finished products. And then at the end, he would go through an editing session in Lightroom, and he would edit the photos, and then he provides them online for you to download, so you can edit them yourself. I mean, the guy is I know he has a bit of a reputation for some people, but I find him quite inspiring. He puts out a lot of very valuable free content, and I think he's a cool guy, and he's Philly, so I gotta support. Local people here, and nice. I think his channel just passed a milestone, like 100,000 maybe, or
that's awesome.
Million. It's one of them. It's one of those numbers. I think
1,000 million.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty big.
Couple of big. Zero problems.
Okay,
know.
So now we're gonna do bonus round because I actually have so many, but I'm just gonna do like one bonus round. So I put your bonus round in there, but you can change it if you don't like it.
No, that is my bonus round. That would be Dan Mace.
Dan Mace.
I actually. I love his channel, and his videos are like beautiful and they're inspiring and they tell stories. It's actually like kind of like much more significant, you know, than the goofy cooking stuff I watch before I go to bed. But
yeah, he did one where, well, he's known probably his internet fame most recently is because he worked real closely with Casey Neistat.
Correct.
He still does. Worked Casey Neistat on when he launched 369, and he was in a lot of the videos. I think that's what it is, 369. Is that what it's called? I think that's what it is. The address in New York where the studio is. Anyway, when he was in a lot of the vlogs with Casey Neistat for a while until he went back to South Africa, I think. And
correct.
So he has his own thing there, and he keeps saying he's going to come back, but I don't know when he's going to do it. But he has his own thing. He used to do, I think, some kind of commercial videography, like made commercials or something, and now he gets to do like whatever he wants, which is cool.
I just love the vibe of his videos. Like,
oh, it's very chill.
They're like very chill. They're very pretty. You know?
It's where I learned the word. What's he called? Brew. Brew.
B-R-U.
Brew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bra. Brew?
No, brew.
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 I don't know. Yeah. I don't have an accent. Doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right, but it's cool. And
bra?
Also, I learned smack it.
Right.
He says, like, smack it. He has videos where he explains these, but he has a video where he talks about experience when he was younger where he got, like, he, like, kidnapped or something. He had to escape. It was some crazy adventure he went on that sounded terrifying. So the guy's cool. I really like him. You like him a lot. I like him, too, but I also like Casey Neistat a lot. He's not my bonus one, Casey Neistat, but you can't really talk about Dan Mace without bringing up Casey Neistat.
No, you really can't. They were like a little dynamic duo for a little while.
They're so great together, and I hope that he gets to come back to New York and hang out. He got injured recently, Dan Mace. So like a lot of stuff happened, which when he kind of temporarily left New York, and that's why he hasn't come back yet. So
anyway,
he looks busy.
Beautiful videos.
Oh yeah, he makes really interesting ones too. He made one with like little animated.
You know what my favorite is?
Technology.
Where he does his, like, 10 minutes of his entire life story. I believe that's what
it
was.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's like, here's my entire life story in 10 minutes or less, and it goes through, you know, how he got to where he is today.
Yeah, he's an excellent, excellent filmmaker. And you can learn a lot just by watching how he blocks things, how he technically does stuff.
That's like a whole other level of YouTubing.
Yeah. But the main heart of his videos, though, is a story. There's always some story and a message in there, and it's always very positive.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it should be like my number one, just because it's the most. Well, we didn't rank these. We didn't rank them.
Yeah,
correct.
So, but my bonus one is going to be a food one because I felt.
Oh, that's ironic.
Well, no, I felt left out.
Okay.
Not having food ones, and there's so many good food YouTube channels, and the one that I I've been watching most obsessively in recent months was Strictly Dumpling.
Is that my next obsession?
I thought I recommended this to you. I didn't. It's one of many channels that this can't remember his name that this person he does, and he just goes around. And the thing about his channel is that he eats so much food in each one. Like he'll go
is
around
he a big person.
No, he's like a little Asian dude, but he's buff. And so the way I heard what I heard about this, about how he does this, is like he'll go and do. He travels all over the place. Like he travels all over the world, and he does these different kinds of food stuff. He'll look at, you know, like some fun ones, like brunch at 7-Eleven. You know, he'll do he'll do other stuff. Best street food. He'll do ramen, traditional Mexican street food. He's done Ichiran versus Ippudo ramen. He's done Disneyland food. He's done so many different stuff. But the thing about it is, every time you watch one of his episodes, it's like he'll do an entire day. He'll go to like three or four restaurants and eat like entire meals. I mean, obviously he has a crew and stuff with him, so maybe he doesn't eat all of it, but he eats a lot of it. And what I heard is that he basically works out and he just kind of fasts or something before he does it, so he can eat this. He eats an incredible amount of calories, is what I'm saying. Every time I see this thing, and it always makes me hungry, though.
I was going to say, you're making me hungry.
Well, he films it very well, too. Like, he makes sure he gets shots of the food in, like, close-up, and he shows you. And the thing I like about it is that he has a well-developed, he's very articulate about describing the food for you and what he likes about it, what he doesn't like about it, like and the texture and stuff. And he'll also just find interesting places. He just, especially on his world travels. I think he did a couple of them, at least, about fast food, like McDonald's elsewhere in the world.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, and like the best burgers there and stuff. He does all kinds of stuff, from like junk food to like really like high end food, and it's always interesting. I think he's been in New York and L.A. He's been all over the place. He's also done a lot of crossover stuff. I believe he did a crossover with the Try Guys. We didn't mention that we watch a lot too.
I was gonna say, is that the people who eat the menu?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Try Guy eat the menu. So we're gonna have multiple bonus ones because Try Guys are independent now. They weren't independent about a year ago. I think they were at BuzzFeed or something before that.
I have no idea.
Yeah, well,
I think that their show is funny.
Yes, their show is great. They have multiple shows, and they did one where they were with the guy from Strictly Dumpling, and they had to eat like they were trying to eat like 200 dumplings or something, like soup dumplings. And it was crazy.
That's a lot of dumplings.
It was a lot of dumplings.
That's too many dumplings.
But yeah, Eat the Menu is my favorite show that they do as well. They did the Olive Garden one was I thought pretty epic.
Like, oh, I like the Taco Bell one.
The Taco Bell one is the first one I think they did. They made
that
them, like,
was
big.
Hysterical.
It was hysterical because everything at Taco Bell went in the bucket.
It all tastes the same.
Yeah, well,
it goes in the bucket.
Well, he got a bucket, and the bucket represents what's in the bucket means that all the food tasted the same. It was like different ways of packaging the same tasting food. And so it was just, his bucket was like 2/3 of the food. He's like, they all taste the same. It's like, this burrito tastes the same as this other burrito. It tastes the same as this taco.
You know that, like, rolling on the floor laughing thing? Like, yeah. I was actually, like, rolling on the floor laughing.
Yeah, that was very funny. But what strikes me about that show in particular is that he always looks like he's getting drunk by the end. Like, it's just like a food coma.
He probably is in a food coma. Like, that's a lot of food to eat.
I know. That can't be healthy. He just did a whole bunch of them, like, over a short period of time recently. I don't know how you can eat that much food. Even though he's taking, like, one bite per thing, sometimes you're talking about, like, 40 items or more.
40? Like, that's
a lot.
Underestimate of what...
Well, individual items, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it, like, insane amounts of food.
Did you know that I think on their Patreon you can watch the their interns or something eat all the leftovers?
Oh, that's funny.
People asked them what they do with all the leftovers because, like, they thought it was wasteful, that they would take one bite of, like, a sandwich or something and throw it out. But, like, no, apparently they have, like, some these interns, these two women who, like,
just
who eat all the leftovers,
that's
which I kind of find gross because I don't want to eat food someone else bit into. But
yeah, it's better than wasting the food.
True. Very true. They'll spend huge amounts of money on the food.
Oh, no, like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, but they must make thousands on the videos.
I'm sure. You know? It's fine. But,
you know, I actually like the Olive Garden one because they were in the back of a truck and they had to move because security asked them to.
Yeah, that was funny.
Like, it was pretty funny. They also did one where they had, like, the pizzas, delivery pizzas.
I didn't see that one.
No, that was pretty funny. Yeah, but the Taco Bell one is the best one. But the Try Guys do all kinds of stuff. And there's also Rank King is another show they do there where one of the Try Guys ranks stuff. Eugene, I think is the guy who ranks them. I like the one where he ranked all the cheap American beers.
Oh, that's fun.
Actually, my favorite one of that one is probably the one where he's with the Girl Scouts. He does Girl Scout cookies. They have a little fake.
Caramel Delights all the way.
Yeah, yeah. I think they have a little fake set, outdoor. It's indoor, but they have a little set there, and they have these two Girl Scouts with him, and then he lets them rank it, and then he changes it, and he had to change his slogan, though, for them, because originally his slogan is, like, I'm right, you're wrong, shut up, and he wanted to be nice, so it was, like...
Be quiet?
No, yeah, well, they said it as, like, you know, I'm right, you're... I don't know. He said... It's right, funny.
You're not right. Talk to you later.
Something like that. It was something funny. Something very kid-appropriate. Anyway, we've gone through more than top three.
Yep.
But just to reiterate, your top three right now of YouTube channels or YouTube shows, Worth It, My Drunk Kitchen, and Binging with Babish, with a bonus of Dan Mace. Mine are Comics Explain, comics, Red Letter Media for movies, Jared Pollen, Frono's Photo for photography, and my bonus was Strictly Dumpling. And then we talked about some other ones, like the Try Guys.
Cool.
So there's so many of these. I think we can revisit this many times and we could find, like, all kinds of really awesome.
I'll have to start watching other stuff before we can do that again.
There's a lot of great creators. Okay, well, I think we're about out of time, so that's going to be it for this episode, this very special episode of the Daily Cron with Miss Chrissy.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, if you want to find out, if you want to get in touch, you can find me on Twitter at Stolten. You can go to dailycronpodcast.com and you can find social media links. And you can click Chrissy's face on this episode.
My face?
Yeah. If you go to the episode page on the web, you can click on your face. And then you'll get links to her website, Jenkintown Dance Arts, and her Instagram page. And if she wants to put a bio or something, that'll show up there. But probably she'll keep herself mysterious and there'll be nothing there but those links.
Correct.
So, but
all right. Cool.
Okay. That's it.
Bye.
See you next time.